What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back. Midday Show. It is Harper at the half.
Why you pick this song, man?
I don't know.
Franz always got a Fran playlist back there.
Excited, no, this man. Just reminds me of like back in the day when you go to strip club, right?
Oh, is this
song
what metal reminds you of?
Well, no, because this is the song that girls used to, like they used to have all the girls parade out to. One of the songs. Shout out to Cheerleaders.
Enter Sandman.
Shout out Cheerleaders.
Well, I'm just going off of like Bryce and. Had an exciting
no,
seven
the,
years
the,
so far.
The beginning of the song is when they introduced the girls coming to the stage. Like we got, they parade them out.
The memories are flooding back.
Yeah,
to
they
you
just had a
memory.
Flashback. Like I said, shout out to Cheerleader. Shout out to my man John. So I was just like, wow. Sounds like I'm at the stripper club.
It's always funny with what
what triggers my memory.
Yeah, like what something is said or music, yeah. And where you go with
that's
it.
Definitely where I was trying to go for with the Metallica. I mean, there
that's I thought that's where you're going too, Fran. All right,
good times.
We'll get back to the Bryce conversation in just a minute here as Harper is at the half. We are halfway through the contract, which makes me feel old. I remember when I was excited. I was doing the evening show, and you know, I mean, like it was just like it feels so long ago in one sense. Where were you, Fran, when the Phillies signed Bryce Harper?
Oh, I was at Westchester University in the radio station there.
Doesn't it feel like that's a big jump in your life?
You went to Westchester University?
Yeah.
You were like, what,
you ever go back
24,
to the homecoming?
23?
That was like 24. Yeah.
You ever go back to homecoming?
No.
The reason why I say that because I went to Westchester's homecoming.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why?
Like recently?
Well, it was, you know, yeah, it was like, what, a couple years ago. Yeah.
Why?
What were you doing there?
No, you know, it was a sorority event. She went to Westchester and they had like a little.
Oh, okay. You were invited.
Yeah.
You didn't just
like a
crash
Greek
it.
Event. Yeah, I didn't crash. Yeah. It was different.
Westchester is nice there.
Huh?
It's nice.
I mean, it's nice. It's different. It was different.
Different
first
in
time
that way?
Well, it was the first time that I went to a homecoming that was like that. So it was different.
But what,
in that
like, what
sense.
Was going on?
It wasn't.
Well, you say like that. Like, what is it compared to another home? I'm trying to understand.
Well, like, say at a homecoming, like, say I went to an HBCU.
Yeah, right.
So it's just different.
Whatever you can tell us. Give me one difference. Because I've gone back to my school's homecoming, DeSales University. Uh-huh. I don't know, like three or four times since we graduated. It's fun, but it's like nothing that wild is going on.
It was a little dry.
So it was
a little dry.
Not wild?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Was it boring?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is we're here.
Wasn't lively enough for you?
Well, you got to understand.
Getting live like the bathroom at Bucky's?
You got to understand. It's hard to explain. The only way I can explain, like Francis, you the closest HBCU is Delaware State.
Mm.
We probably had to go to their homecoming for you can understand where I'm coming from.
All right, WIP trip to Delaware State homecoming.
Yeah,
I'm
shout
in.
Out to Coach Jackson. I mean it's kind of hard to explain, but I could say this like the Greek fraternities and sororities is different. It's more of a homecoming feel. Like yours just felt like it was a football game.
Okay. That's definitely what it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's
I've gone
it's,
one time, and that's definitely what it is.
It's more of a homecoming feel.
Like a party.
Yeah, it's
Like a family thing?
Yeah, you got to go. Because I know Dell State, they have a big Sigma community down there. So maybe we'll make a road trip to go.
But are we invited if we didn't go there?
We can crash. I mean, you know, I know people.
Oh, you know people. Okay.
I know people.
All right. I'm in if you want to do that.
Yeah, we can go.
All right. You said tough to explain. Here's what's not tough to explain. Mick Abel has stunk lately. Let's call it for what it is. Showed a lot of promise.
He's struggled a little bit.
Yeah, he has. So he showed a lot of promise when he first got here, right? That first start against the Pirates was awesome. Pitched pretty well against the Blue Jays. I think that was the second outing. Here, we're going backwards here, though. So yesterday, first game of the doubleheader. 1 2/3, 5 earned runs.
Yeah, he got rocked.
He walked 5 guys. In fact, he had that at bat. The 9-hitter was up. He was up in the count. He walked him, and then basically the floodgates opened for San Diego yesterday. His ERA is now 5.04. And the question is, how much longer can we go with this, and what are the options? So we were there in the park the last couple days. We saw Aaron Nola throwing, and I think they said he threw again yesterday. So clearly we're moving in the right direction for Aaron Nola, but that doesn't seem like it's imminent. I don't think Aaron Nola is ready in the next couple weeks. So we got to put that on the shelf. There's the Andrew Painter thing. We'll get to that. There's also another option I want to bring up. But Hugh, let's just go off of Abel. How much longer can they give him to figure this out? Because doesn't it feel like we have two separate thoughts when we talk about the rotation? The top four, we expect excellence. Mm-hmm. And now he's really, I'll put it this way. We're bordering on you can't pitch him anymore. Like, he's really struggling right now. Where do you come down on how much longer they should give him to see if he could kind of go back to where he was a month ago?
We got the All-Star break coming up, right?
Yeah, so they have – the way the schedule works with some of these days off, they need to use that fifth starter spot one more time. They could use it twice, but with the off days, they only need to use the fifth starter one more time before the All-Star game.
He has to be feeling it. So I'm going to say one more start. You know, you don't want to give up on the kid that early. You still don't know what's going on with Painter. So I'll give him one more start.
So I'm with you on this. I'd give him the one more start. But beyond that, like, if he pitched again bad next week on the West Coast, we're bordering on, like,
got to have a hell of a bounce back, though.
I know. We're bordering on unpitchable. Like, you know, you can't just go out there and go 1 2/3, give 5 runs. I mean, the ERA's over 5 now. It's pretty rough. Can we hear from Abel yesterday after the game as he's explaining what he's going through right now and where he is with his confidence?
Second inning, you had 2 outs and you kind of lost command a little bit. What did you see happening there? What kind of got away from you there?
Yeah, obviously my command got away from me. I think, you know, I sort of tried to do a little too much. I've gotten some leverage counts and, you know, was trying too hard to make the pitches, if that makes sense, and just not naturally letting it happen. I had all the confidence in the world that, you know, I could make the pitches, but, you know, sometimes trying too hard just doesn't work in your favor, and today was one of those days.
Yeah, it sounds like he's not letting it just rip, right? He's thinking too much there. He's talking about confidence in his pitches. I mean, he's up 0-2 in a count to a 9-hitter. You can't walk that guy and let the floodgates open there. And walks were his issue in the minors. Like, that was why he kind of took a while to get here, because he had control problems. So we're kind of reverting back to what we were. So, all right, so we have an issue with the fifth starter. One of the questions at the topper yesterday, could Andrew Painter's timeline be moved up a little bit here? Like, if they determine Abel's got to go back down, we need a fifth starter, is it Andrew Painter time soon? Topper asked yesterday about the Painter timeline and how it all, you know, is part of this Abel thing. Here's Topper yesterday.
Committed Rob to waiting until after the break for Painter?
Yes.
Any flexibility there?
I don't think so, no.
So it doesn't sound like they are willing to move this timeline up. The issue with the Painter thing, Hugh, is he's not pitching great either at AAA. But at some point, I think we're going to see the swap. I think, you know, if Abel keeps struggling, sometime after this All-Star break, it feels like that is the natural swap. Abel back down and Painter up.
Yeah, you're going to have to do something, man, because it was a nice problem to have early on.
Yep.
We had a bunch of pitches, but now it feels like, you know, that's not the case anymore. And Abel's not the guy that we thought he was.
May I offer one other possible scenario if they're not ready to bring up Painter? So let's say Nola's not ready for another 3 weeks to a month.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think Painter's ready, or they don't want to call him up. There is door number 3, Hugh Douglas.
What's door number
3? It's the door you know very well. It's Taijuan Walker door. Would you go down it? Would you reinsert Taijuan into the rotation? I mean, he's just kind of sitting there in the bullpen. The bullpen transition for Taijuan has not gone, I think, the way they wanted it to go, right? They talked about how maybe his stuff would play up and he'd be a big part of the back end. It really hasn't happened. I don't even understand his role in the bullpen. I mean, the guy makes $18 million. He just sits there. Yesterday, he came in after Mick Abel.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I think he might get you through three more weeks. I would consider it. If Abel struggles his next outing and they don't think Painter's ready, I'd roll Taiwan back out there for a few starts.
You're probably going to get a lot of conversation from Taiwan when you do that, and it probably will be some mean and hurtful things that he's going to say because he went into the bullpen reluctantly.
Yep.
You know, but if he's
these things the like this what is
happen.
He
yeah, that's what I was about to say. Things like this happen. So you have to be a team player, but I would say that you'll probably have to give him a little bit of time to get ramped up a little bit.
Well, you have the All-Star break, and you have the next week or so where maybe you're going with bullpen games. Fran, what would you do? I mean, Abel's struggling. If he struggles again next week, they have some options here. It's either roll Abel out, continue to do that, call Painter up, or say, hey, Taiwan, we need you, buddy.
I mean, so yeah, give Abel one more start before the All-Star break. I want them to keep Painter on the track that they're keeping him on. They've been very...
So don't rush that track.
Don't rush that. I mean, look, Taiwan wants to start.
Yeah.
He was a good starter. But perfectly serviceable fifth starter. Perfectly fine with that.
I think in retrospect, Taiwan. They probably made the Taiwan decision too quickly. Because they pretty quickly were like, hey, we have enough starters. You know, Nola will figure it out. Abel's shown what he can do. Taiwan, go to the bullpen. And I think in retrospect, they might regret that because you know, Taiwan was doing pretty well in the rotation. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast talking some Bryce Harper. Hey, Will.
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, listen, man. What I've been saying about Bryce for a minute now, man, like, and I agree with you, Hugh, man, this will solidify him being one of the greatest Phillies players ever, right? He needs this World Series, man. And I don't know what it is, if it's the injury or whatever it is. I think he just really needs to, like, do like Jalen did, man. Like, really want to win, man. Look at them tapes. Play it back in your head how it felt when y'all left and walked off as a losing team in that World Series, man. And let that motivate you. But what I want to say about Bryce, man, like, this guy brought a crazy energy to the Phillies team, man. Like, he is a leader, man. And he can be a champion. But it's only if he wants to be that. Because sometimes, like I say, man, we get in our own way because of things that we want to have. And just because we don't get it right away. That, you know, it kind of makes us, you know, take us off the true goal as being a winner. You know what I'm saying? But I think, Bryce, this is the season, bro. Man, I'm trying to tell you, man, we got the team. Everybody is starting to hit.
Well, your guy Kepler, Will. I mean, you hit a home run last night. It's your guy, you and Hugh.
Listen, man, I keep telling you, man, I know players, man. And I really believe, like, well, Bryce, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, this guy is the heart of the team, man. And he just bring that willing to win and that killer instinct, man. And I need him to tap into it this season, man. And this ain't got to be the only season that it can happen. We need you, Bryce. We need you to bring that winning spirit back, man. When you stared the Braves down, when you got that homer in, man, listen, that made you a true Philly player, man. Like, you became a true Philadelphian when you did that, man. And I love you for that. But what I need you to do, man, is whatever is going on with you, man, fight through it, man. This is the season to do it, man. And the team need it. You owe it to the owner. You owe it to the fans.
There it is.
And more, you owe it to the team,
you
man.
You Peter out. Now you owe it to the team.
Second wave.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, man. I didn't hear the music, but listen,
Bryce. You got the music now, Will.
Get through it, baby. We need you, baby. We need you to bring that World Series to us, man. We need that killer instinct back. We know you got it, man. The team needs you. The fan needs you. And guess what? All you got to do is tap into it, baby. We need you to win it.
Back to back,
yeah. For the fans and for your teammates. And guess what? I know you're going to do it because guess what? Now the hunting season is on, man. The hunt for Red October is here. Let's bring that World Series to Philadelphia, baby. Let's go, Braves. Let's go, Philly. And let's win this World Series.
See, we'll have a second wave there. A second wave with the music. Will, we breach the phone call. Will really thinks Kepler can play. He's a Kepler guy. Are you officially a Kepler guy now?
I don't know.
You a Kep head?
He kind of played me, though. Because I had it
played
wrong.
The Phillies. I mean, well, they paid him $10 million.
I mean, you know, he ain't hit it in the first one. He bounced back, though. His bounce back game is pretty strong.
Yeah.
I needed him
he
to
He admired
hit it in the first
that one last night, too. He stood there and watched
man,
that one fly.
Do you know, in my first parlet, if he'd hit, if
parlay.
Hit my parlet,
parlay.
If I'd hit my first parlet, I'd have got $60, dog.
Off a $2 bet?
Off a $2 bet.
Wow.
Oh, you talk about somebody that was going to come in here peacocking today, but he gave it to me in the second one.
It seems like it's been a cold streak for you. Someone tried to predict that and said you maybe quit while you're ahead.
I don't know. I'm gonna look into this tonight. I'm gonna look at my parlets. I'm gonna put together parlets.
Well, Phillies are off tonight.
Well, it's the other teams playing.
Oh, I know. I'm just letting you know.
I'm just saying. I mean, and it kind of gives me a little. You know, I can take a little break from the Phillies, but I'm gonna put together another parlet.
You know, nothing says America like July 4th and a Phillies parlay tomorrow.
I was gonna say, have you put your Wimbledon parlets yet?
Oh yeah.
I mean, France got like, you French here. Open parlets all day.
Okay, well, let's do this then. I can't get on my thing.
All right, we'll do it before the show ends. We need a holiday weekend parlay for everyone. All right, Alex is up next. Alex has a Bryce Harper thought and advice for Hugh Douglas, so he goes right to the top of the board. What's up, Alex?
Okay, I didn't want to say advice because I don't want to give someone advice, but hi, everybody in Philly and all you guys.
Hey, Alex, what's up? What are you thinking?
Okay. I'm going back and forth with what I should go first. So I'm going to go with Harper. Okay, so what I think about this is when I first heard the question, I think, to whom is it a success, right?
Mm-hmm.
To the ownership of the Phillies? Of course. I think, yeah, of course.
Of course. They've made money hand over fist off this.
Okay.
Yep.
No, I'm whatever, yeah. And then I think of Harper himself. And then he actually breaks it up. Personal, his life, wherever he went, was going to be successful. Professionally, he would say, F no. Well, no, this isn't successful for me being a Phil. So anyway, that's just me. And then for the Nationals, it was a success for them. For me,
I don't know if it's a success for the Nationals. Yeah, they won.
I'm saying that kind of tongue in cheek.
Yeah, I mean they won the next year. They've also been irrelevant since then. I mean they've.
I understand. Yeah. It's a joke. It's kind of like, hey, it was successful for them when he went to the Phillies. They won the World Series.
Right.
You know. Hey. All right. So anyway, other than that, for me as a fan. Yeah, a little bit. A lot of exciting baseball. You know, it was fun. Fun to watch.
Well, that's really where I simplify it down to. We've had a lot of exciting, interesting, and I mean, I was at the World. I was at Game 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 of the World Series in 2022, and like, I didn't know if we were getting any of those atmospheres before Bryce Harper got here. And he's not the only reason we got that, but he's a big reason why they were in that World Series.
Right. Yeah. I went to Toronto. I went to a couple games too. I came back to Philly to see those. But anyway, okay. And that leads me into Mr. Douglas, who I love to death. Anybody who gives their heart for the Eagles, I love. I've been an Eagles fan for many, many years. But what, if I were to say I'm sitting back listening to you guys while I'm working, doing my painting in these offices and my signs, I can see you sitting on a rocking chair on a porch, like with a house full of stacked newspapers that you have to walk through a maze to get through, and you're just sitting there, like in the neighborhood, and everybody's out having fun. That's what I see. That's what I hear. But I used to be like you, okay? And you think of how happy you're going to make people if you go out there and you suck it up and play, throw some catch with some kids. And imagine how happy you're going to make people.
Think about people.
In the words of Michael Jordan.
People happy. And I'm not giving you advice at all. You're a grown man, and I'm just a little bit older than you. And sometimes, small talk leads to big talk. A little bit of small talk. I'm a talker, and it's a great thing. I'm from South Philly, and that's just how we are. And anyway, that's all I'm going to say.
So you live in Chicago now, right?
Yeah, I do. I'm back in Philly a lot. That's
okay, I would want to ask somebody that actually knows you, because I think that you feel that small talk, like everybody likes that, but I would venture to say probably not.
I know. Listen, I'm not judging anything. I'm just saying that sometimes.
And I don't have a stack of newspapers stacked up anywhere.
I mean that as a joke. I'm just saying, if I were a person just listening, sometimes you get just. I don't know.
Advice from Alex.
Friendly advice to go play catch with kids in the neighborhood.
First of all, block party Douglas is our new favorite Hugh.
First of all, Alex. I always speak to the kids. Like, it's some kids in my neighborhood. I don't mind the kids, because the kids aren't the problem.
Well, play catch with the adults.
It's the grown-ups.
Yeah, play catch with the adults.
I ain't playing with no.
Alex, good call, man. We appreciate it. People just want to see you at the block party. That's all.
I'm not going to the block party.
I know, but the audience is overwhelmingly voting for you to go to the block party.
They are?
Yeah, overwhelming.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, because I think there's two parts to this. One, they want to see you go to the block party and have a good time on July 4th. But two, they're hoping for a little bit of interaction with Skip and Claymont, right? He has the keys. He wants you to be there. Come on.
And sometimes, Hugh, like when I was younger, my family would try to get me to do things that maybe initially I didn't want to do, but then I pushed myself through that initial thing, and I had a great time, and I was really happy that I pushed myself through
it. I'm not going to the block party, Francisco.
Maybe you'll come in here Monday and say, I met all these new people, we started off as small talk, and now we're hanging out.
Marvel movies, talking Superman.
Yes, they're coming over your house, and when you get home from work, all that kind of stuff.
They'll find your keys.
Yeah.
They can have those keys. Don't need those keys. Don't need those keys.
Did you quote Michael Jordan when he was talking there about the kids? Yeah.
Yes. We all know the famous Michael Jordan.
Of course.
I love the kids, though, because Wu-Tang is for the kids.
How about those neighbors?
No, they're not the neighbors.
Kids are
genuine. Mm-hmm. I don't mind children. Especially the kids that beat me like a drum the other day.
Oh, they rocked you.
I don't mind kids. It's just, and as a matter of fact, the parents were pretty great too, because they weren't about small talk. They were genuine people.
Very nice people.
You know, it's just those folks that don't know how to start a regular, like they don't, I don't know what it is. Maybe they're not used to being around folks, but they don't know how to start conversations. Those are the ones that be like, because I meet people on a daily basis, and I've had interactions with people that I've never met before, and they've been great. Mm. But it's every now and then you meet and you interact with people that they're just different. And you know what, Joe? The thing about it is this, and you do a great job of this, and I always commend you on this every time we go out. You thrive in awkward situations like that. You speak to everybody, and you're a great buffer, because you're like, a lot of times we go out, you end up being the icebreaker. Mm. Because there's been moments where we've been out and we'll just get like, who was it the other day that was invading Kyle's space? Where were we at when Kyle's space was being invaded? Where somebody just kind of stands there. We were in CI. It was like really, really close, like in close proximity.
It was odd. The guy
was odd. Yeah, it was like odd. And
standing
you,
over his shoulder for a long
hovering,
period of time.
Yeah. And Kyle was nice about it. And you broke the ice and you started speaking. It was like, hey, you know, da-da-da. You do a great job of that. And I appreciate that.
Are you, or is this you inviting me to the block party?
Oh, no, if you want to go, let me know, because then that might help the neighbors out a little bit.
Well, I might not help you out. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. All right, we got a lot to do here on the show. Bryce Harper, we are halfway through. It's amazing. Halfway through this contract, 6.5 years in, Harper at the half. Is this thing a success without a World Series? I mean, let's call it for what it is. They haven't won one. They got close, really close twice, right? They were close in 22. They should have got back in 23, but they choked it away against Arizona. If they don't win a World Series, would you call this a success? I still would. Hugh, Mr. Ring Culture Douglas here, would not call it a success without a World Series championship. Where do you come down on Bryce Harper, and should Hugh attend the block party in his hometown tomorrow? 215-592-9494. We're going to talk to Jack Fritz as well. Jack, of course, with his new book out, Ring the Bell. There's a chapter in that book about the pursuit of Bryce Harper. Jack will join us. We'll talk some Bryce, the pursuit of Bryce. Moving forward, is this a success? And we got to get his temperature and where he's at. What are we, 6 days away from DeCamera versus Fritz baseball next Wednesday? We'll get his take on that. All coming up. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.